We're here with Sam Kilmer, Vice President, Market Development, Scott Hansen, Executive VP, Integrated Solution Group, both with Harlan Financial Solutions, and Jeff Marshall, VP, General Manager, Electronic Banking Business, again, for Harlan Financial Solutions. How are you, gentlemen?
Doing good.
Doing great.
Good, good. Listen, I'm glad you could sit down and chat for a moment. Really, what we're interested in finding out is, from the Harlan perspective, what do you see as the major trends out there? What should be top of mind with these decision makers at financial institutions?
Well, I think as 2008 sort of draws to a close and we look into 2009, there's really three areas that we're really focusing on and that we're hearing from our clients in the marketplace and prospects, and that is risk, number one. Number two would be strategic expense management. And the third would be just a review and a look at their retail delivery infrastructure, especially at this particular event.
Sure.
And so from a risk management standpoint, obviously there's the operational risk and then there's the credit risk. And we are a major solutions provider of credit management solutions and credit risk management solutions. So that's been a growth area for us, a lot of conversations around that. Even at this event, which is not historically about credit, but credit is top of mind for everyone right
now.
Sure
it is, yeah.
So there's that part of risk management. Then there's the operational risk management of are we looking at our organization and taking into account all the potential risks that are out there. And Jeff Marshall here leads up our electronic banking business, and we're seeing a lot of increased activity in the area of outsourced online electronic banking. And I think that's really for two reasons from a risk standpoint. One is that people look at an internet banking solution as being a potentially high risk area for things like fraud and other types of risk.
Sure.
And the second thing is when you're looking to an outsourced service provider, you're able to take advantage of a shared services environment and also help out on the expense side a little bit.
Right.
So save a little bit of money in the process. So that's from a risk standpoint. Jeff, I don't know if you want to elaborate on that at all.
Yeah, I think that that's a good point. The risk of logging into internet banking is moderate, but it can be high if we have keystroke loggers and we have PCs that aren't protected. So we're taking more of a position of, can we create consumer convenience as well as reduce risk by doing more push technology? Alerts is a good example. Packaging up a dashboard of information every day so that you can walk in and have an anticipation that here's your data, here's the account balances, maybe some transactional history, positive pay, those kinds of things. And we see that really is a usability in the business banking side, but as a risk reduction on the retail side.
I got it. That's fantastic. Anything to add as far as trends go?
Yeah, I'll add one other thing, and it kind of ties together the operational risk as well as some of the elements Jeff talked about on the internet banking space. You know, if you take a look at what a financial institution is dealing with now, in-house or outsourced, the complexity of the security environment is growing at an exponential rate. It's hard enough for all of us who do this for a living to keep up with it. You take a bank IT department, particularly the community bank, who doesn't necessarily have full-time security resources, it's a big challenge for them.
Sure.
And one of the things that we recognized early on is you take a look at the full complexion of electronic banking, whether it's the retail internet banking piece, a business banking or cash management component, a mobile banking component, and a voice banking component. Each one of those has monumental security issues associated with them, but also very different elements. All right, internet banking being very outwardly focused, as is business banking. Business banking has the additional element of having to manage the security of many, many users in an enterprise. Mobile banking, of course, not only has the element of exposure to the internet, but hardware issues and so forth. Voice banking has its own security issues. One of the things that we've been able to do is make sure that we're actually dealing with basically a single electronic banking system with single ability to manage the security elements in a hosted environment so that the user interface, whether it is in the form of a phone, a desktop PC, Microsoft Surface display, a console in a business where the cash management folks are running, regardless of how the system manifests itself, single unified technology beneath the surface. What we don't want to do is see a client have to have a completely parallel set of practices and procedures for internet banking and then make the decision to go to retail mobile banking and have to launch into a whole second set of conditions. Learn the different environment, learn the different platform, have parallel security setups, have the customer, the consumer, have to have two different sets of security logins.
Sure.
The consumer shouldn't have to have different security practices just because they chose to interact with the bank from the mobile device 1 hour after they interacted with the internet banking device.
Right, right.
So one of the trends that we're seeing and helping lead, I think, is the unification of the technology so that the banker doesn't have to worry about the administration of security and the integration, and that we've simplified it to the point that it's one animal, not 15 animals.
Yeah.
And so that's something that Jeff's business has been very focused on over the last year or two.
Yeah, that actually transitions into the next question. You've mentioned a unified approach. How else is Harland approaching all of these sort of issues that we've outlined? And I know that is one aspect of it. Is there any other benefits that you're highlighting at the show?
Well, we talked about risk.
Sure.
I think the other piece that we really hadn't explored too much was expense management. And going into 2009, a lot of bankers out there, they're thinking, you know, we need to prepare for maybe a little bit more of a rugged environment out there.
Right.
And so one of the things that we've seen a lot more of, and we think we'll see more of going into 2009, is a review of their branch infrastructure. So in parallel with their online banking and their mobile banking, mm-hmm. is looking at their branch infrastructure. And specific to that, I mean, we've announced this week addition of a new client, a branch automation client, a $2.5 billion bank that's using our branch environment, our branch solution Encore, in addition to our business intelligence solution Touche Analyzer, to improve the efficiency of their branch while also providing better information to cross-sell and retain their clients better. Similarly to a community bank, we have a session here at the event that is with one of our large clients in the branch automation space. That's another example. So big, large bank, $100 billion bank, $2.5 billion bank, different business approaches.
Sure.
But yet very similar need to review their process to make sure that they're the most efficient they can be.
Yeah. That's fantastic. Did you want to add to that?
Yeah, I was going to add a little bit more just on the tactical side. One of the things that we're trying to focus from the risk side is the desktop, understanding it. And as Scott was saying, the different channels, the different ways of getting into the product. We look at fraud, particular how you use the product, in two components. One is time of day, day of week, what are you doing?
Right.
And by having an integrated strategy, we can do that from a voice, mobile, or internet channel on how you're coming in. And then secondly, we look at how you use the product. So if you come in and from a place that you normally don't and you start using the product inappropriately, we can bring the product back down and reduce the risk dynamically. By having a consolidated channel like that, we also have the ability for business continuity. If we see some southern FIs that have to trigger business continuity plans based on hurricanes, and it gives us the ability to swing an entire data set without having to bring up different channels as well.
Sure. Sounds very nimble. So, you know, considering what your offering is, where you're heading in the market, and looking at this coming year, which is going to be very turbulent for a lot of financial institutions, what advice do you care to offer them in terms of how they should be approaching these concerns?
Well, I think there's probably a lot of different ways you could go with that, but one of the things that we've probably had the most success with in terms of a message that resonates, that people realize is ringing very true to them, and that is that as they take a look at all these different disparate initiatives and the elements of managing risk and the elements of cost control.
Right.
One of the things that can very easily happen if you don't carefully manage this as a financial institution and an IT function is if you come to a place like this and see all the different things and recognize, wow, this is great. Look at all these rocket ships here.
Mm-hmm.
And that from a very practical perspective, what we see is that these institutions, I think, would be well served to leverage as much of their existing infrastructure as possible. All right? The example we just talked about is a good example. Let's not try to cover the self-service market with five separate applications. Let's try to pursue a single unified technology that can manifest itself in five different ways. Okay?
Right.
If we're taking a look at branch technology, for example, One could argue that it may be difficult to demonstrate the return on investment of replacing the old legacy teller platform and call center type of software. And yet, if you actually do choose to make a decision in that direction, make sure it's one application, not three. It manifests itself differently whether you're a teller, a new accounts clerk, or a call center person.
Sure.
Make sure that the business intelligence in the back office, that we've always heard about the value of having knowledge about the customer making its way to the point of sale, hasn't typically happened in history. Make sure that's part of it. Make sure that's unified from day one. We also see that I think it's important to make very practical decisions. Don't throw out the baby with the bathwater. Right? There's a lot of benefit to embracing modern open technology that facilitates integrating a lot of the different pieces you have much more than they ever could have in the past. In other words, not having to replace everything in the bank to achieve a goal, but just doing a better job of thinking through how the hip bone can connect to the leg bone.
Sure.
And we deal with institutions of all sizes, but we have many, many, many community institutions. And a lot of the things that we hear them commenting about our service is that we're very good at helping them weld together all their different pieces. And there's an efficiency play, but there's a client experience play as well. And my advice is be very practical next year. Try to get the most out of what you already have.
Right.
Try to avoid duplicating effort as much as possible. And
that'll help both on the risk side and the expense side.
Yeah, know? Sure. No, it sounds like good advice.
Yep.
Well, gentlemen, thank you very much. It's been nice to meet you, and
you.
Have a good show.
Thank you.